Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Tuesday afternoon. This is Chicago without Peter Cetera. Where are we on pickleball? I literally gave you like $130.
It starts 2 weeks from last night.
June 20th.
Okay.
Don't worry, I recently looked as well because I paid $108 and I've been waiting desperately to start.
I cannot wait, and I'm so excited for you to experience the joy that is pickleball. And it's joy. It is just sheer joy.
Mm-hmm. Is it because when I go to the rec at like 5:30 in the morning,
I know
there are animals who are playing pickleball. They've been there since 5 o'clock. They're animals.
Yeah, 5 a.m. is, you know, I love pickleball. I don't know that I could do anything at 5 a.m. It's not for me. I'm more of a 6:30 p.m. kind of gal, but you're going to love it.
Okay.
I've been working on my hit grunt for when we play Dana.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my hit grunt.
Oh, can you demonstrate?
Whoa!
Whoa!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
I'm going to do that a lot.
I can't wait.
What is that again?
To back away from the mic for that one.
It's like you pulled a hammy.
It's like you're doing something else.
Hello.
Weirdo. Okay. My goodness. Thank you, by the way, to Nikki Vivas and Sarah Falke. For those of you who follow me on Facebook, they set me up last night with Shinedown tickets. Can I play just a portion of it?
I am so excited. I know you have been so excited about this all day, and I'm so glad.
So Shinedown, which is a huge band, they're going to be at T-Mobile Center on September 4th. They'll sell it out like they do every year.
Okay.
They did a private concert last night at the Jay Rieger. And for those of you who know Shinedown, you'll know this song. And they were so polite. And my niece Lydia, who went with me, and Sarah went with me as well. Lydia's a super fan. And for those of you who joined us in the 2 o'clock hour, I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. But Lydia got to meet Shinedown last night, and the lead singer, Brent Smith, could not have been a more perfect gentleman. And then he whips out his phone and he says, "Give me your name." She says, "Lydia Parks." And he says, "September 4th, you have backstage passes and 6 tickets. She cried.
Oh, I bet.
Like a baby. Like a baby.
I love it.
And I sat in the corner with a smile on my face that you could not have kicked off, and just watched the magic of meeting your musical hero, which sometimes is disappointing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's horrible.
Please don't be a jerk. Please don't be a jerk. Please don't be a jerk.
Don't be Vince Neil. Don't be Vince Neil. Please don't be Vince Neil. And then every once in a while, you get to meet your musical hero, and it is everything you ever wanted and more. And last night for Lydia, it was everything I wanted for her and more. It was fantastic. So to Shinedown, I say thank you. You have... Never mind. CNN, oil prices rose today after Saudi Arabia said it would slash output by... Why do I hate Saudi Arabia?
I know. Today's not been a good day.
Saudi Arabia announcing that they're going to slash output by another 1 million barrels per day for at least a month, starting in July, so we can all pay more.
Right in time for that hitting the road for the summer season.
God, I hate them. The Saudi production cut was its biggest in years and will depress its output to 9 million barrels per day.
We can pay more for gas to drive to PGA events that are now owned by them.
There you go.
Yeah, double whammy.
We'll have time.
I hate them. Other members of OPEC would also continue to curb output until the end of 2024. Fine. Let's drill more. Oil prices surged after the surprise cut.
Okay. Yep.
And now I hate them for sure. A story here from the New York Post. For those of you who shop on Facebook Marketplace, Dana Wright, a missing Alabama woman's body has been found burning at the end of a wooded dead-end road after she reportedly vanished while making a Facebook Marketplace purchase.
Don't do it.
The woman, identified as Jamira Fowler, 31 years old, had not been seen since Wednesday of last week. Police were called to Sellers Road, ironically enough, Sellers Road, at 9 o'clock Thursday night last week to a report of a burning body. Birmingham, Alabama fire rescue personnel put out the flames. Officers noticed visible signs of trauma on the victim. After she was pronounced dead, officials discovered that she had been shot before being set on fire.
Say it with me, everyone. The only safe place to swap for Facebook Marketplace goods or other online marketplace goods is in the parking lot of your local police department, in the dedicated stalls for marketplace exchange. We had a woman shot here in Kansas City several months ago over an Xbox in the parking lot of a very well-known, very well-surveilled
gas station. Quick Trip.
Broad daylight.
Yep.
The only safe place to do your marketplace shopping, if you have to do it, is in the parking lot of your local police department, period. End of story. That is a fact.
And if you're going to do it, have your head on a swivel. Be alert for red flags.
I'd have your head on a swivel in the police department. Here's the deal. If they're trying to shoot you, they don't really want the Xbox. They just want to rob you. They're not going to meet you in the parking lot of your local police department.
But if it seems sketchy, whatever you went there to buy doesn't matter. Drive away.
Yeah.
Just go home.
I just think you have to do it at your police department, period. You know, I've seen it online. I will only meet in the Walmart parking lot.
What are you talking about?
That's crazy.
You bought a couch.
Gave the guy your address.
That was a gigantic, rare misstep on my part.
You gave him your address.
He stole $40 from me.
No, you sent him $40 for nothing.
And was not even in the continental United States because the post was fake. Fake, fake, fake.
You gave him your address.
Well, he said he was going to deliver if I gave him an extra $20. Like an idiot, I did. Never do it again. I have not bought a single thing on Marketplace since, nor will I.
I will not. I will not buy on Facebook.
Now, my son did for a couple of months. He was selling stuff just to make some extra money on the side. And he said it was only porch pickup. I'll put it outside. You leave the money here under the surveillance camera.
No.
So he never saw anybody. But I even said to him,
Wait. Leave the money outside.
Yeah, leave it under the whatever.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave.
I mean, it's like $20, stuff that was like $20. But what he said was,
and I'm going to trust you to leave the money outside.
What he said was, when you go on Facebook Marketplace and you're like, okay, let's say I have a purse for sale, because this is what I'm looking at here. I have a purse for sale for $40. He says you get flooded with bots. And he said he got pretty good at figuring it out.
So why would you do it?
Oh, yeah. What's the lowest you'll take?
Right. Or it just weird kind of verbs that don't exist. And Jack said I got really good at just blocking and shutting down anyone, you know, that immediately seemed like something wasn't quite right.
Right.
But there are items that you can't exactly take to a police station parking lot.
Like
my girlfriend recently sold a couch.
To Dana's point.
Yeah.
A couch.
I want to say to them, and you have to immediately answer me, what is the name of our head coach?
Which one?
Nope. I'm just going to say head coach in our town. What is his name? And you have 10, no, you have 3 seconds to post Andy Reid.
Well,
and if
four
you
teams.
Don't, you are a faker.
A five if you count the Monarchs.
But if someone replied back, Sam, which team? Do you mean the Monarchs, the Chiefs, or the Royals? I'd be like, okay, I'm more likely now to believe that you actually live in Overland Park and you're not a weirdo from.
Yeah, what if I say Peter Vermes?
Who's that?
I don't want to say the Kansas City Chiefs head coach because then they just Google it real quick and go, Andy Reid. And I go, oh, great, come on over. And then they kill me.
They can't Google sports teams in Kansas City?
There has to be a way that I know on the other end you are legit from Kansas City.
What is the Kansas City question that you could ask that some guy in Nigeria would not be able to Google?
Would not be able to Google and know.
Right away.
Ooh, easy, easy. Dry rub or sauce?
Beg your pardon?
Dry rub or sauce? We're talking barbecue.
Okay.
There's only one right answer in Kansas City.
Yeah, that's true.
Dry rub?
No, I don't like sweet with my meat. I'm more dry rub than sauce.
I know this is sacrilege. I don't like barbecue.
What if you said, name your top three? Now, that takes too long. I don't want someone to have the time to Google the question I'm asking.
Give me the Kansas City question that you could ask.
Okay.
That somebody in Nigeria cannot Google.
Okay.
Go.
How much money did they raise at Big Slick?
$3.5 million.
Yeah, but not everyone's going to know that.
Easy Google.
It's an easy Google.
Super quick, easy Google.
Well, this is hard. A question you could ask that you automatically would know the answer if you were from Kansas City, but you wouldn't. Okay, what is Troost?
It's the segregation line between...
that. But if you just said, what is Troost it, in a Facebook DM, if no one was from Kansas City, they would go... I'm sorry, what? But if you were from Kansas City and you knew what I was trying to do, you would know what that is.
What radio station did Paul Rudd's mother work for?
I wouldn't even know that.
KMBZ.
Yeah, that was awkward.
Sorry.
I just Googled the word Troost. One word. Only one thing popped up.
Ooh, foiled again. What? What? I like this topic.
What is the Kansas City question that you could ask that only somebody in Kansas City would know the answer to?
Ooh, what is a burnt end?
Okay, here we go.
You can still Google it.
What is the one neighborhood directly south of Brookside?
Here, let me get a map. Waldo. What?
No. You have to answer quickly.
I just did.
You couldn't Google that.
You couldn't.
I just did. You guys hadn't even answered yet, and I already had my results.
You had to Google what's the neighborhood south of Brookside?
No,
I know that. I'm testing
how
fast I can type it.
How quickly you could Google it. And you know who else could quickly Google that? A guy in Nigeria.
All right, here we go. Hit me with another one. Wait, we're way late. Never mind.
All right, 586-7798.
Text us your answer.
586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. So we were talking about, it's a sad story, actually, this woman in Alabama who was murdered, apparently making a deal on Facebook Marketplace, strangely at a dead end on Sellers Road. Sellers Road in Alabama. But we got into a conversation about making deals on Facebook Marketplace and how when you put something up on Facebook Marketplace, you're inundated with bots. And how do you determine who's real and who's not?
It's terrible.
And what Kansas City question could you ask someone that somebody in Nigeria cannot Google the answer to immediately? And we were talking during the break.
Well, not Nigeria. We got in trouble for that.
I know.
All right, fine.
Some overseas place
Spain.
Where no good doers are.
Spain.
Sure.
And this one was bantied about between the three of us. Are you ready, Dana?
Yep.
Here's my question to you, so I know that you're not a bot.
Okay.
Mike's got something. What does Mike have?
This.
That's exactly right. She's not a bot.
Even better. Do you know Mike? Yeah, he's got this.
What's he got?
This. Leo in Waldo, which is just south of Brookside. Hello, Leo.
Hello. Hey, this is Leo in Waldo. The question should be, where do the devil bunnies live? Give them 10 seconds.
Devil bunnies?
Where do the devil bunnies live?
Brody? Every Easter, where are the devil bunnies?
Oh, the plaza!
Yes!
I would have gone with creepy bunnies instead of devil bunnies, but I'm with you, Leo. Some plaza-centered, weird, creepy bunny question would be good.
There you go.
I love it.
Well done, buddy. All right, be good.
Great one from the text line. Finish the sentence. In the home of the
Chiefs.
Oh, that's a good one.
I hate that.
I do too, but anyone else that's not from around here would go Brave, and you'd go, aha, you're a no-good doer.
Debbie in Odessa. Debbie, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Mine is, what eats semi-trucks?
There it is.
The Independence Avenue Bridge, babe.
That is true.
That's a great one.
That's a really good one. That is a good one. Jennifer in Shawnee. Jennifer, hello. Hi.
I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I think this is perfect.
The pleasure is ours.
What about just the word sandstone?
Greatest concert venue of all time.
Yeah. What
exactly
is sandstone?
Open.
And you could answer a bunch of different ways, Jennifer. You could say that great place where we used to listen to music that's been renamed 96 times.
Right. So they can't Google it. It's too old.
Hang on. Let me check on that for you.
I just Googled what is sandstone. It gives me a definition from geology websites of what sandstone is.
Bingo. That's a good one then.
No. Jennifer, it's good.
All right.
It tells you about rock. Yeah, I just Googled sandstone.
Good.
Sandstone is a sedimentary rock made of grains of sand. No. That's where I saw Whitesnake in 1988.
Finish the sentence. How about those?
Chiefs.
It's the same as the last one.
Let's go to Pat in Parkville. Pat, good afternoon. Hello.
What's Arthur's last name?
Bryant.
Oh, that's a great one, Pat. If you're really from Kansas City, what's Arthur's last name?
There you go.
All right, man. Jennifer in North Kansas City. Hello.
I've got this one, although I really like Debbie's Independence Bridge. I would say, who the heck is Wink Starrett?
Yeah, because if you Google who is Wink, you're going to get back Martindale.
Right. Yep.
Wink Starrett is the alter ego of Will Starrett from our morning news
program.
Pretty
sure he's changed all of his platforms to the name Wink.
Do we know why Will Starrett has gone to Wink Starrett?
Yes, Sam. Would you like to tell him?
Amy,
maybe I wasn't here.
Amy told it
to
you.
Oh, that's right. She did. That's right.
So they were doing a story one day, and this guy had a super cool, like, kitschy nickname type name. And Will and Amy were both like, well, I want a cool nickname.
And she wanted to go by Ace.
And during the break, they came up with Ace.
And then on the air,
I think this is how it went down, Will just dropped Wink out of the blue, and it stuck.
What a dork.
And it really stuck to the point that he's changed it on all of his platforms.
Oh,
and
here's a good question.
It's not even in quotes. It's just he's going by Wink now.
Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo?
South of Brookside.
Yeah, all you have to say, if you're really from Kansas City, where's Waldo? Everyone else in the world is going to think you're asking about that guy that wears the stripes that no one can find.
What does Mike have?
This.
That a baby.
It's got to be what has Mike got.
This. 586-7798.
Best submission ever.
Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBC.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We don't do politics, but we do news. You do. Chris Christie has just announced he is running for the Republican nomination for president. Story here out of Olathe. Six juveniles, read that teenagers, were arrested early yesterday in connection to multiple vehicle thefts in the Kansas City area. Well, goody. The Olathe Police Department said officers were conducting route patrols in the area of West Virginia Lane and Parker when they heard squealing car tires. When you steal a car, don't do donuts. Just steal the car. Officers located a 2020 Kia Optima with several people running on foot from the vehicle. That's usually a sure sign that it's stolen. Police say the Kia was reported stolen out of Kansas City, Missouri. The initial investigation ended with six juvenile arrests and the recovery of a second vehicle, a 2017 Hyundai Sonata, that was reported stolen out of Overland Park. Weird. Okay. Those cars are easy to steal. I should know. I have one. Well, I do. Yellowstone National Park is urging visitors to protect wildlife after a string of incidents that have left animals killed or endangered, including one in which tourists gave a newborn elk a ride in their car.
Oh, my gosh.
The park issued a plea late last week asking visitors to stop being stupid and to drive carefully and follow safety regulations after several reports of fatal collisions between vehicles and wildlife. Why do we suck at being humans? Seriously.
They picked up a baby elk and took it in their car for a drive. During the Memorial Day weekend, visitors placed an elk calf in their car while driving on U.S. Highway 191 and brought the newborn to the West Yellowstone, Montana Police Department. The elk then ran off into the forest. Its condition is unknown. Well, I'll tell you right now, the elk's dead. It's a calf. The elk needs its mother. And you're an idiot.
Yeah. There are days where I hate people. And this is one of those days.
Are they charged, by the way? Can you be? You can be charged, right? Like, not
you
by
can
not
be.
By Mama Elk, which I wish had happened, but like criminally charged.
We had the story yesterday of the guy who actually didn't really do anything wrong, technically, well, he did legally, who helped the bison calf that was about to drown, helped him up to the road, to the embankment.
He was trying to help the calf.
Right. And the calf was rejected by its herd and had to be euthanized, which I still don't understand. And that guy was charged. He was given a $500 fine and, I don't know, had to do some community service or something. On May 28th, two adult black bears were struck and killed in separate vehicle collisions in Yellowstone. How do you hit a bear?
You're dumb.
I don't know.
Literally, I close the park. Leave the animals alone.
You wonder if it would almost be better if they just had a gondola system somehow over Yellowstone so you could look down and see some things, but you wouldn't be allowed to drive up. And I don't know, put an elk calf in your car. Can you imagine the mess? Could we just talk about that for a moment?
I mean, this is right out of Tommy Boy.
It is, actually. Completely right out of Tommy Boy.
Why would you put an elk in your car?
I don't know.
Now, the animals do. I've been to Yellowstone. They come right up to your window. I'm not justifying this.
Doesn't mean you put it in your car.
Yeah, all they probably had to do was just open the door. It's not like they ran out to grab it. But still, don't be dumb.
We are dumb. Somebody says, Scott, don't hate people, just hate stupid people. Let me rephrase. I don't hate people. I love people. I love meeting people. But stupid people hurt my brain. And people who put an elk calf in their car hurt my brain. And they make me question why we're even here. Whatever. What do you got?
The man, there's now a photo of the man who picked up the bison that was fined. Okay, I'm just going to show you the photo. The bison is like, please put me down. Please put me down. Well, what are you doing?
If I put you down, you're going to go in the water and drown. He was actually trying to help the bison.
The man is from Hawaii. He was trying to help but did plead guilty. No malicious intent was found. However, Yellowstone staff said the calf then began trying to befriend people and started following cars, creating a hazard. Here's another tourist who's taking a selfie about 5 feet away from a 20,000-pound bison?
You're being very generous with your distance. She's a foot away. At best.
Earlier in May, another tourist was nearly trampled by the bison after trying to pet it. What do people think they are going to see in Yellowstone?
I'm not trying to be sadistic.
I'm asking seriously, do they think the animals are tame?
If you go up to a bison and you think that you can get a selfie or you're going to pet it, I almost hope it runs you over.
3 million visitors annually head to Yellowstone National Park. To the texter's point, some of them are going to be dumb. You put 3 million people in a room. I'm sorry. There's going to be a whole lot of dumb people in that room. And maybe we're only hearing about
the dumb of the dumb. Yeah.
The selfie photo, you guys, I'm putting this online.
She's less
it.
Than a foot away.
She is right there, and she's doing one of those cute, poses.
Huh?
You know.
From the text line, hashtag stupid people hurt my brain.
Yeah, they do. These are wild animals.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen when you approach them? Do you think they're going to sit there like your dog? They are wild animals.
Well, but we've seen people try to break into the pen in zoos, and that never ends well.
You are encroaching on their space.
During calving season, by the way.
Leave them alone.
Mamas are not happy right now. You know, they're protecting those babies.
As they should, as you would. People are D-U-M dumb. A story here from the Associated Press. Artificial intelligence poses an existential risk to humanity. According to a key innovator warning during a visit to the UAE on Tuesday, today, listen to this, Dana, suggesting that an international agency like the International Atomic Energy Agency should oversee the groundbreaking technology that is artificial intelligence. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, you've heard that name before, is on a global tour to discuss artificial intelligence. Quoting here from Altman, who's 38, we face serious risk. We face existential risk. The challenge that the world has is how we're going to manage those risks and make sure that we still get to enjoy these tremendous benefits. No one wants to destroy the world.
You wrote the code and released it.
Right. He's the oops, can we put the genie back in the bottle guy.
Well, and to be fair to him, as I mentioned in a previous conversation about this, I'm sure it was a research grant where he had to release what he created because that's how you get the grant. But I don't know.
Altman made a point to reference the AIEA, the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog, as an example of how the world came together to oversee nuclear power. How's that going? That agency was created in the years after the U.S. dropped the atomic bombs on Japan at the end of World War II. So now we need an international agency to oversee artificial intelligence.
Right. And is Russia going to be on the board of that agency?
Well, I don't know. Is North Korea? Is China?
Yeah, beat me to it.
It's almost like global warming. It only works if everybody buys in.
Large military defense alliances. It only works if everybody buys in.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you can only stop the proliferation of nuclear weapons if North Korea and Iran and Pakistan and India buy in. Otherwise, it's just us and Russia and England and France and Israel sitting around twiddling our thumbs. Saying, well, we're not going to build anymore. You can't stop the threat that is AI, artificial intelligence.
For no good doers.
If North Korea is not willing to buy in. And they're not.
And you want me to believe that they aren't writing their own code?
Tell me, because I'm sure they are. Right. Tell me something. What does it tell you when the guy who created AI is referring to it as an existential threat?
Yep. Didn't the man who also invented the technology that went into making the bomb also say he regretted it, though?
Yes.
His history is littered.
His name was Albert Einstein.
History is littered with people who have said, oops, I wish I hadn't done that. Yeah. Now, you could say, well, if I didn't do it, somebody else would have.
Fair point. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Sam Stevie III, she is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Well, Dana, you were wondering when he was going to make a comment.
He has spoken.
When his head would explode, and it has. The Golf Channel's Brandel Chamblee has issued his first statement since the blockbuster announcement today that the PGA and LIV, L-I-V, have merged as of this afternoon. The Golf Channel's Brandel Chamblee, who is one of LIV's biggest critics, has issued this statement. I think this is one of the saddest days in the history of professional golf. I do believe the governing bodies, the professional entities, have sacrificed their principles for profit. Then, of course, I try to imagine what circumstances would have led to such a capitulation. I think there are three things likely that would have led to something like this. Intractable legal issues going on indefinitely into the future, with legal vulnerability on both sides, and the only ones who stood to profit from that were the lawyers involved. The entanglement of the various business entities and sponsors that the PGA Tour has that have Saudi money, PIF money in them. What's PIF?
That's one of the other, I was reading that, one of the other tours, I think.
It became increasingly difficult for the PGA Tour to disentangle themselves from that scrutiny and that criticism. They were leaving billions of dollars potentially on the table for the growth of the game. Huh. Says he is hugely disappointed and let down by the leadership. Went on to say, one of my first thoughts was, I wonder what Tiger and Rory and other players that turned down tens and hundreds of millions of dollars and stood on principle and fought for the PGA Tour and the betterment of the PGA Tour, and this came out of nowhere. I would imagine this will be a very hard and long day for Jay Monahan, PGA
PIF funds the Saudis. That's the global fund that is the money that funds it.
Okay.
Public Investment Fund is what it stands for.
Okay, thank you. He mints no words.
No, he's furious. I don't know that we will continue to see him.
Does he quit the golf channel?
I don't know. He is the face of all of it. I cannot imagine not watching him there after the Masters. He's just the face of all of it. But he has been very critical and very openly critical, and I think rightly so, about what's going on, about the players who left and all of those things. He and Phil now hate each other. That feud has spilled over onto Twitter.
Keep in mind, the Golf Channel is part of NBC Universal. It is not an entity of the PGA.
That's fair, and he operates independently of the PGA.
Correct. So then you kind of say, well, I'm not really in bed with the PGA.
I didn't sell out. I'm just talking about the folks
with NBC.
Who did.
He went on to say, is it going to bring it, being the merger between the PGA and LIV, is it going to bring dishonor to the sport? Is it going to jeopardize the integrity of the sport going forward? How can you square your involvement with an entity that is so involved with philanthropy and charity, while you have a country and a source of funds that is so misogynistic, is the most anti-Semitic, that doesn't have freedom of speech, that doesn't have freedom of expression, that doesn't have freedom of religion, that tries to silence, kill, dismember members of the media that speak out in opposition to their government? Are any of these going to be removed, ameliorated going forward? It's not just the money. I've always said that they're trying to buy the success of the West and then pretend that they are surrogate to that success. The enormous success of the West, at least in my view, comes about because of the particular freedoms that are the foundations of the West.
And Andrew Sorkin with the New York Times is asking this afternoon, does the PGA LIV Golf deal need to be approved by U.S. regulators? If so, will they approve it? Should they?
We got to run. Bonus hour is next. Don't forget to check out the podcast at KMBZ.com. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III. He's a reverend. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. We will see you tomorrow, God willing, at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.